You may belong to a health club, or a book club, or a fraternal organization, but belonging to a church is different from belonging to other organizations. Because when we belong to a church, we don't just belong to something, we belong to someone. We belong to Christ, and that is fundamentally different. In our scripture reading today, the Apostle Paul explains that belonging to Christ means that we are a part of his very body. And so we welcome and we rejoice in receiving you new members today, because you are a part of the body of Christ. And it's a reminder to all of us that we are a part of the body of Christ and that we, in fact, are essential. So let's listen now to the Apostle Paul as he describes the church of which we are each a part. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you," nor again the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And those members of the body that we think less honorable, we clothe with greater honor. And our less respectable members are treated with greater respect, whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. Friends, this is the word of the Lord to us this morning.
Thanks be to God.
Please pray with me. Loving God, thank you for welcoming each one of us as a part of the body of Christ. Help us to know the gifts we each bring to the body, and help us to use them to serve you in this world. In your Son's name we pray, amen. 1/4 of your body's bones are in your feet. Each normal foot has 33 joints, 26 bones, 19 muscles, and 107 ligaments. Think about that. Think about our whole body, and 25%, 1/4 of our bones are in our foot. The average person walks the equivalent of 4 trips around the world over a lifetime. The foot may be humble. Most of us don't consider our feet, you know, our best physical attribute, right? We might like our eyes or our smile or our hair. We might like our strength. But the humble foot is really, really important. The importance of the foot kind of gets lost when we think about the body as a whole. But a foot detached from the body is useless. And a body without feet is in deep disrepair. The foot is essential. So the Apostle Paul gives us this wonderful illustration this morning, describing the importance of each one of us as a part of the body of Christ. We are each a different part, but we are each an essential part of the body. No one else in this room is exactly like you, and no one else can do things exactly the way you do them. You are needed, and you are needed as a part of the body of Christ, the church. So the question that we are going to examine this morning is to ask ourselves, what part of the body of Christ am I? And what does Christ need me to do? If I am a good listener, then maybe I'm an ear in the body. If I have lots of ideas and I see all the possibilities of everything that the church can do, maybe I'm an eye providing vision. If I like to talk or sing or meet new people, maybe I'm a mouth. To be a Christian is to be a part of the body of Christ. There are no Christians that are not a part. Christianity is not a spectator religion. And so if you follow Christ, you are a part of the body. And you are important. And you are needed. Our age, our health, our life circumstances all affect the role we will play within the body. But we each still have a role. And that role will change as our life circumstance changes. But our importance as a part of the body will not change. People who are quiet or like to be behind the scenes are needed, just as much as people who are talkative and want to be out in front of people. People who are confined to a wheelchair are needed, just as much as people are who have tons of energy and want to go out and fix things. When my mom was nearing the end of her battle with cancer, she was frustrated because she just didn't feel like she could do anything anymore. She saw her abilities becoming more and more limited. Kari Seelen told me about writing postcards to get out the vote in the 2018 elections. I thought, that's perfect. That is something that mom can do. And so I talked to her about it, and she was thrilled to know that she could do that. She could sit there and she could write postcards and send them to people, reminding them to vote. She could still contribute, and what she was doing was important. So even as her body was failing, she had a role to play. My friend Liz Accardo's father was a Presbyterian pastor. He spent years tirelessly caring for others. And at the end of his life, he found himself in a nursing home, confined to bed. It was really, really hard for him. So much of his identity was tied up in going to visit others, in his work as a pastor. But now it was his turn to receive visits. It was his turn to receive help. This was still an important role to play because now people had the chance to really express to him how important he was. He was able to experience the love of Christ in a whole new way. He was an important part of the body of Christ. In the body, we each have an important part to play, and it changes over time. The danger, then, within the body of Christ that Amy Oden presents in this week's theme as we continue our God's Welcome series, the danger is when people do not see themselves as a part of the body of Christ. When they are in the church, but they see themselves as an outsider. Many churches suffer from what Amy Oden calls outsidership. A sense that although someone comes to church and may have been coming for years, they do not really feel like they are a part of it. When asked if they look for visitors and try and greet them on Sundays, they say that they don't really think that that is their job. The greeter or usher does that. The pastor does that. The elders do that. That's not my responsibility. But God welcomes each person into the body of Christ, and so we members are all called to welcome others. Now, that doesn't mean that people who are shy suddenly need to be forced to do things that they don't want to do and become extroverts. It has more to do with an attitude of openness and hospitality to others. and a sense that one is invested as a part of the body of Christ. When you delve a little deeper and ask people why it is only the pastor or the lay leader or the church matriarch or the ushers, why it is only their job to extend God's welcome, you will hear people say things like, well, they are the stakeholders. They are the ones with the power. And so they are the ones responsible to welcome others. They are the ones that are important. Paul's words to us this morning describe a very different reality that we need to claim. Different parts of the body of Christ have genuine differences. An eye, an ear, a mouth, a foot, they are all different. And they're all different by design. Each part is needed for the body to be complete. Everyone who is in this place is welcomed by God. And so whatever way is comfortable and fits with your personality, it is everyone's job here to welcome others. Because we are each a part of the body of Christ, and we each have a role to play. Well, this is our second to last week in the God's Welcome series. And so the scripture and the readings for this series were set long ago. In fact, we're following along in the book. But something really fun and powerful happens when you're preparing a sermon. And this often happens to Matt and it often happens to I. We see a text that's been picked for a long time. We think we're preaching on it for a certain reason. And then suddenly, the Holy Spirit explains something new to us. So I was so excited when I saw this text, and then I also realized that next Sunday is Commitment Sunday. That next Sunday is when we're going to come and we're going to make our pledges to the church. Suddenly the scripture passage was perfect, and it was one of those things that I knew was the Holy Spirit guiding us. Well, you were each given a puzzle piece this morning. So everybody have their puzzle piece? That's important, and I want you to hang on to that. And we gave you that as a physical reminder that you are a part of the body of Christ. If you didn't get one, you can get one on the way out. And so if we imagine those puzzle pieces, and we put them together, if your piece isn't there, it's really clear that something is missing. We are each a part of the body of Christ, and we're important, and we matter. And so next week, when you come and you bring your pledge, I want you to put that puzzle piece in the envelope with your pledge. And then we are going to collect those pieces, and we are going to put the puzzle together, and we're going to have it out on the glass table. Now, it's going to take several weeks, because we know not everyone will be here next Sunday. You can mail in your pledge card with the puzzle piece. You can drop it off in the office. You can bring it next week. But it's a real physical way for us to see that we are each needed. We are each essential. And without it, something is missing. Well, all of the powerful ministry that takes place here at Southminster happens because of each of you. You know, we're not a business. We don't sell a product. And so none of it can happen without your pledge. And this is something that I didn't quite understand before I became a pastor. If you give generously each week, that is wonderful. But we then don't know what our budget is, and we can't support our ministries. And so it's kind of like if you have a job, but you don't know what your salary is. You come to work every week, and each week you get a different amount. Well, if you don't have a salary, you can't buy a house, you can't have a mortgage, you can't plan. And that's why pledging is so important. We need to know the money that we'll have to support our 2020 ministry plan so that we can engage in the powerful ministries here at Southminster. So without a pledge, we can't support medical mission trips to Guatemala so that Guatemalans can have life-changing surgeries. Linda McCarty was here a few weeks ago offering her thanks. We have supported that ministry for so long, and it is saving people's lives. But we need to know what our budget can be so that we can support it. We also can't provide space for the largest number of AA groups to meet each week in the Northwest suburbs. A lot of people don't know that. That's a quiet little ministry here at Southminster. But we have more AA groups that meet here than anyone else in the Northwest side. People are coming. They are overcoming their addiction. And the fact that we are a place for them to come is huge and is impacting people's lives. Without knowing what our ministry plan is, we can't raise funds for Crop Walk. This year, we raised 30% more than last year. We are helping people all over the world to fight hunger, to have something to eat. We are also funding our local food pantries. So that Crop Walk money from a few weeks ago is going abroad, and it's going right here to Wheeling Township. We also can't help Good News Partners. Our youth and our families went to Good News Partners. We've established a relationship with a family shelter there. We've gone many, many times. And one of the things we discovered the first time we went to the shelter was there were no books, there were no toys. There was nothing for children at this family shelter to do. So our family said, we're gonna build a library. These kids also need sheets. We brought sheets. We brought a group of people down. We repaired playground equipment, and we created a library so that the homeless families there would have something to read. Without your pledge, we can't provide scholarships to single working parents who want their kids to be able to attend life-changing youth retreats. We're able to do that. We can't lead MOPS groups to support young moms trying to be the best mom they can and create strong families. And the list goes on and on and on. Your financial pledge is a pledge to Christ, because the church is his body and you are a part of it. Your puzzle piece is a reminder that you are a part of the body of Christ and that you are important and that without you, something is missing. Belonging to the church is different than belonging to other types of organizations. Because when we belong to the church, we belong to Christ himself. And each one of us, whether we know it or not, is an essential member. And that's why I love that image of the puzzle. If we look up and a piece is missing, it's not complete, right? And if we have a puzzle at home and pieces are missing, usually we throw it out. We don't think it's useful anymore. Every single person is important. But yet, we're all different. Some of us are eyes. Some of us are ears. Some of us are arms, hearts, hands. And whichever piece ours is, it's essential. We cannot be the body without you. And that is by design. And that is the beauty of the body of Christ. So the Apostle Paul reminds us this morning, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. Let there be no dissension within the body, that the members may have the same care for one another. Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. Amen. Well, as you know, during this God's Welcome series, we take time to reflect on a question each week. And so we're going to break up into our groups, and we're going to spend 5 minutes thinking about, what part of the body of Christ are you? Again, are you hands and feet because you always want to be doing things? Are you an ear because you want to be in the background and you just want to listen? Every part is needed. And so if you could now take the time to break up in a small circle with those around you and think about, what part of the body of Christ are you? And do you like your part? Do you want to be something different? So thank you. Let's join now with those around us to discuss those questions. Sneak in.